Oh, my head. What the hell was all that about? My life is bad enough already. Now I have to suffer a splitting headache and a blackout at the same time. Seriously, what the hell? I hope this is the end, at least, and I can finally leave my life of pain behind. I mean, it's pitch black, so I can't see anything. I've got to be dead, right? I don't feel any pain other than this headache, though I do feel something hard against my back. Could I still be alive? If that's true. Yep, it's something hard, like rocks or stone. I guess that's just the ground then. It's definitely too hard to be anything else, though I can't see in this darkness without a light. All right, guess I'm going blind here. Let's see about getting a hold of something as I move around. A few seconds passed while I tried touching around me. I was starting to worry there might not be anything at all to make contact with, but finally, one of my hands came across something. It felt like the ground, stone or rock, which gave me a clue about where I might be. My main guess is that I'm in a cave right now, since both what I felt against my back and now by my hand gives me that rough stone texture. That's weird, though. If that's true, why am I here? And how could that have happened? Those were questions I had no way to answer right now. I needed to find someone who could explain what was going on. It doesn't matter at the moment, though. I'm gonna have to get out of here first. I just need to keep moving until I find a source of light. It's hard to move around in the darkness, but luckily, I have a hand on what I'm pretty sure is a wall to lean on. Do I go right or left, though? I'll let go with my left hand and see where it takes me. I start walking slowly and carefully. Where it will lead, I have no idea. But hopefully it won't be something dangerous and life-threatening. I wouldn't recommend walking in darkness like this to anyone. It's not a good idea. And honestly, it feels like it goes on forever. I'm actually starting to think I might never find a light inside this maze-like cave. Not long after that thought, I was proven wrong by a faint hint of light, which can only mean one thing. An exit. Light. Sweet, whatever god, goddess, or eldritch horror guided me here, thank you. I hope there isn't a price to be paid for this. I don't have any deep belief in gods, but it doesn't hurt to give prayer a try, right? Walking toward the light, it grows bigger and brighter, so bright that it almost blinds me. But I have to keep going. Funny how I say that, because normally people always say, don't go toward the light. In this case, it seems like a fitting choice. I'm alive, and I need to reach the light. After dealing with the intense brightness hurting my poor eyes, I finally see a beautiful blue sky. Finally, something good to look at. Below it stretches a massive forest, going as far as my eyes can see. Not only that, but when I turn around, I realize I just walked out of a cave inside a mountain. Weird. This is all just weird. None of this makes sense, I say to myself. Then another problem appears. How do I get down to the ground? There's no easy way down that I can see. My only option seemed to be climbing down from here or going back inside the cave to look for another route. But what are the chances I could navigate that darkness a second time? Damn, there's gotta be a way. I'll have to figure it out alone, which doesn't feel great at all, but I have no choice. Either I solve this, or I face death in the unknown. Oh no, that is definitely not a sound my ears should be hearing. Worse still, I have nowhere to run or hide given where I am. One wrong step and I'll fall straight off this cliff. Soon I hear heavy footsteps approaching. Each step grows louder. My eyes catch sight of a massive shadow. Whatever is inside this cave definitely isn't human. I'm really lucky I didn't run into it while stumbling through the darkness earlier. Then it finally steps into view. A huge jaguar.